machen die Leute? Da fehlt die Street Credibility.
Suche nach dem Abend. Deutschlandfunk. Schluss mit dem Stunk.
Und ich rede mit mir selbst.
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 Ich bin mein Radio. Bin mein Radio. Mein eigenes universelles Radio. Mein eigenes universelles Radio.
Печатайте!
Одна за одной ракеты с Приднестровья по Украине.
Thank you.
Just absolutely haunting, isn't it? This is a Planet of Sound production from Real Rebels Radio, and this is literally the sound of independent artists creating music whilst war erupts around them. Ukrainian musicians and fundraising albums is what we're about in this programme. The opening track that you just heard was lifted from a collection titled 4UA by the Prague-based collective Unizone. Obviously, the most effective way to get money to the people in Ukraine, the people who need it most, is to donate to humanitarian charities. And when we post this on Mixcloud and social media, we'll include some links to do just this. But we wanted to preview some of the many benefit compilations for Ukraine that have sprung up on Bandcamp since the Russian invasion of Ukraine started back in February. So many labels and musicians all around Europe are donating music and fundraising for Ukrainian charity organisations and for the army. And of course, this is also a way to discover new music and support independent musicians, many of which may well have become or will become refugees themselves. This one is something you can get at the Standard Deviation Bandcamp site, and it's from Ukrainian-born artist Katerina Grievel, and this is their second album, Tisha, which I believe is Ukrainian for silence. Thank you. Well, this has all escalated quite quickly, hasn't it? And has become a little bit rowdy. But the artists you've just been listening to in order were Degradatus, then Octopus Craft, and then it was New Art of Monotone from an album called Planeta Capusta, Squarecore. And then it was John Object from an album titled Sweat, and that track was called Cum/Blood. We will put a full track listing when this goes online so you can see exactly which tunes we're playing and how you can acquire them. Kamikaze is with us, not on the mic on this particular session, but Paul has selected a few tunes from some of the aforementioned fundraising compilations, and we're going to be playing some of those in just a few moments' time. Right now, this is a track from Lou Joyce from a release titled Misternal.
Thank you.
So you've just been listening to Curse Valu, and before that it was Kinder Limo with Rainbow. Before that, Polychain from an album titled Dogtooth, and that was Acid Regular. And we now switch to a selection of tunes that Kamikaze has put together for us, lifted from three different compilations. These are fundraisers that you can find on Bandcamp, and we'll put the links up for you in just a few moments' time. There's a couple of tracks lifted from an album titled A Collective Memoirs, which is a sound research compilation from the Uvarkan Bandcamp. It says 100% of proceeds will benefit a humanitarian corridor organisation in Ukraine and a cultural organisation in Artsakh, which works with the children of war. And this is a selection of recordings contributed by artists from Armenia, Georgia, Russia and Ukraine that are working with the concepts of time and memory in a vast range of styles. The artists were asked to explore how collective memories could be embodied in sound by using some of the oral techniques capable of evoking such memories in the subconscious of people from locations fairly different but some way similar in their cultural code. And it goes on, the submissions received were not only inspiring and diverse, but also accurately fell in line with Uvarkan's declared focus on hauntological music practices referenced in the festival's vision and the name itself. Uvarkan is the Armenian word for ghost, phantom, or spirit. But just before we get there, this is a track lifted from an album titled Kaleidoscope, which is a compilation of experimental music from Ukraine. You can get this at the Flaming Pines Bandcamp page, which is actually Kate Carr's label, and all proceeds going to Ukrainian curator Igor Yalevek of Gamada Fungus, who is donating to a Ukrainian charity and defense of his hometown in Ukraine.